coming to you live from the studios of AM 1400 KKZZ, Ventura County's inspiration station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and more, bringing you value in every way, every day. Join Kim and her friends as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, featuring everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. You can join us and share your journey by giving us a phone call at 805-639-0008. And now, here's your host, Kim Pagano.
Let's get it started. Ha! Let's get it started in here. Let's get it started.
Hello, hello, hello. It is a little crispy out there today. You're all dressed. I'm waiting for the sun to come out.
I know. I actually like the coolness because it's going to be sun at some point.
Yeah, you got it. I could see it, you know, coming through, but you could definitely tell we're into the fall right now.
You mean the winter going to spring?
Yeah, but it's still, it's like, I mean, we've got snow up in the mountains.
I know.
And, anyways, well, I am so excited that you are starting your day with us here, a positive way to start your day. And that's on the Kim Pagano Show. And I welcome all of you. I want to give you our phone number here at 805-639-0008. I invite you. I'm your host, Kim, and I'm here with Marcia Hively.
Good morning.
How's it going? I haven't talked to you for all week long.
I'm doing great. Our house is past the cold all the way around, and now I think it's back to me, so I'm trying to fend off.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Last night I woke up. This is bizarre, but I had this dream that somebody had put a pillow over my head, and
nice.
I woke up and I couldn't breathe, so obviously
so
I'm just sinuses.
Yeah. Well, yesterday we went out to dinner, and I want to wish Eric a happy, happy birthday today. We went out to celebrate his birthday last night. It was so cold that I just couldn't wait to get home and get
now,
in
was
bed.
He born on a leap year too? Or was he, you know, because he's the day before leap year?
Yeah, I don't, you know what? Good question, Eric, if you're listening out there. I know he's at school right now, but if you're listening, give us a call.
How old is he?
He's going to be 24.
Yeah, so 24. He was born on a leap year.
Yeah.
I think, yeah.
I think so. So, anyways, if there's any other birthdays out there, you know, and you want us to say happy birthday to anybody, give us a call. We'd love to announce it. And does that mean he stays 1 year younger?
Like, no, it doesn't affect him. But the people tomorrow, I have a really good friend I grew up with who was born on leap day. And so every 4 years, her parents gave her a humongous birthday party.
Every
and, you
4 years.
Yeah.
That would be good.
I mean, they gave her a birthday party before, but every 4 years she had a really big one. But it really drove her nuts because people would call, like when she was 16, people would say she was four and, you know.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anyways, well, I am so glad that you are starting with us today here. And, of course, it's Trivia Tuesday at 8:30. We'll have Rob Blaze from Coffee News going to be calling in with us. And we've got some great things. You know, it's so funny. This actually reminds me of my older son. But we're going to be giving four tickets to the Spring Spectacular event at Moorpark College Zoo. And my son,
yeah.
Louie, used to go there all the time. He loved animals. You know,
that's a phenomenal place. It is one of the only places in the country that they have an undergraduate zoo program.
It's
amazing. I think it's the only community college that they have one in. It's very renowned.
Yeah. So it's going to be for 3 weekends, March 24th to April 8th. And if you get this question right, you will win four tickets. So perfect to take your family there. So also Coffee News is everywhere, and I am in it. I am a partner on it, and we partner up. You know, there's so many things that they do out there. It's a cute little newspaper to talk about lots of trivia stuff out there. Also, Ventura Breeze is another great newspaper. If you're out in the Ventura area, always something fun to learn about out there. I'm in there too. And also Parent Click. We've partnered up with Parent Click too. Another great parents. They just had cupcakes for Caneo Valley. And it was all the proceeds went to actually a young girl that had cancer, and she put the whole foundation together. And so I love when there's so many things going on out there.
Yeah.
You know? So I love that you can find us through that. Of course, tune in to my website, and you can listen live there and stream us at kimpaganoshow.com. also, if you're driving around, 1400 KKZZ AM. And we're on every morning from 8 to 9. It's been a couple years now. And it's so cool because I'm just meeting more and more listeners out there. And I really am start to, you know, see who's out there. And it's interesting to see that all these people that listen to my show are all about looking good, feeling good, doing good. And really, it's a different kind of a person because you don't get stuck in the negative. You're looking right. for a good, positive life. So today we're going to be talking to Chef Jeff Anderson, Executive Chef of Safeway Culinary Kitchens. And it's funny because they're on their search for their next chef competition. And okay, we love so, cooking, so
some
right?
Some people love reality shows, and they love all different kinds, like Jersey Shores or whatever. I don't like any of those, but I love this kind of thing.
Your cooking shows.
Well, it's a positive,
yeah,
you know, thing, and I love cooking, and I love seeing people compete, you know, and I guess I wish I would do that.
Well, you might be able to join us. You know. I was kind of thinking, like, could I put one more thing on my plate? So I'm really anxious to talk to Chef, because what they're doing is they're actually looking for is on a quest to find a new addition to the Safeway Culinary Kitchen team. So
I know.
I think it would be so much fun.
Although I don't know that I'm a great cook, and I do cook a lot.
But you know what's so funny? We're so different in how we cook, which is cool. I mean, that's what makes up the world.
But I don't know that I'm good at, like, you get 10 ingredients and throw them together.
Yeah. Actually, that's more me. You follow it exactly,
no,
right?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
No, no, no. I usually do a recipe once, the way it's written, and then I change it.
Oh.
But I can't, like, if you were to tell me, okay, you have chicken, you know, whatever. I don't know. I think I would be a little bit in a panic.
Right.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I could do that.
Yeah, I don't know. And now, well, it's funny because I think that then, let's see here. I think that the finalists will have recipes judged by Food Network's and Executive Chef Alex.
I want to know if these people, when they go on there, if they have like 30 recipes in their head and they just change them around for whatever ingredients they get, which I think is most people. They have 30 really great recipes. And then they go out and find other recipes. But, I mean, just thinking of things in your head, you know, to do.
Well, what if you had, you know, there's a lot of shows that, like, you have, you know, 10 ingredients in the store, right? I mean, in the refrigerator. And you have to use those to make.
I can do that with flowers. You know, and I did do that. You know,
you're absolutely right because I can do that with hair.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody came in and they're like, you have 10 colors and I got to figure out. Not a problem.
Right, exactly.
Because we have that experience that we know we can put something together.
Right. So I'm sure really good chefs can do that too. But yeah. I have to think about it a little while.
I know. So we'll have to be asking him about that. Also, our next guest is Sarah Hayes, and we're going to be talking about box top programs. And it's interesting, you know, that we all cut out coupons and, you know, do all that. But this is actually, you know, a lot of the schools actually survive with those. And you and I were saying we didn't really notice a big impact on it.
And I used to collect them all the time, and I would be the only one handing them in.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. Well, okay, there's two of us, and I didn't know you were handing them in.
Yeah.
So, and then we're going to be talking to Dr. Mark Hyman, and his book is The Blood Sugar Solution. And it's an ultra-healthy program for losing weight, preventing disease, and feeling great now. And he's been on Dr. Oz's show. He's all over the place. And but it's amazing because you can be like on the borderline diabetic, and it's just you don't even realize that.
You know, I'm really glad to hear from him. I for Lent I gave up sugar because I'm kind of out of control. So I gave up sugar, and it's only been, what, now almost a week.
How long do you do that for?
It's 40 days, supposedly. Well, if you don't count Sundays, I do count Sundays, so it's 46 days.
Okay.
But, yeah, so I do that just to
clean
myself. Has
that been hard for you?
It really hasn't. I'm surprised because I, for some reason, had this chocolate addiction for about 2 months.
Yeah, so, once I get started, forget it.
And I don't eat a lot at a time, but it's like I would think about it and eat, you know, my three chocolate kisses regularly.
Okay. That just those couple. Now you can't do that, right?
No.
Well, it's funny. We were at dinner last night, and Eric's brother had given up everything for Lent for 6-7 days. All he could eat was bread and water. It was his own thing. But
I don't know if that's healthy.
I don't know either. But he was watching us eat.
He was having a fast. So.
Yeah, I think he was having a fast, and everybody needs whatever that is in their life that they do. So,
yeah.
Anyways, well, we are going to take a really quick break, and then we'll come back with our first guest. And doctor, we're already at the doctor. I'm going to talk. He's a doctor of food, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Chef Anderson, executive chef of Safeway Culinary Kitchens. So stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm Kim. I'm here with Marcia. And our phone number here, just so you can get ready for our trivia, is 805-639-0008. I'm glad you're here.
Oh, honey, what's wrong?
I just finished meeting with the realtor, and she says we can't sell Dad's house without a court order.
What do you mean?
The realtor said we had to have a probate. It can take more than a year to complete and cost more than $20,000.
What are we going to do?
I'm attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who did not plan accordingly. A probate proceeding can cost families thousands of dollars in wasted costs and attorney's fees, leave families feeling helpless. Let me show you how I can save your family thousands with a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
Grow your business with Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of local residents, business owners, and visitors. Our affordable rates start at just over $33 an issue, giving you an exceptional return for your advertising dollar. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com.
This is the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Are you a fan of Kim on Facebook yet? If not, it's extremely easy. Simply go to facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow and press the like button. You can find all about what's coming up on upcoming shows, as well as be entered in special contests to win monthly prizes. It's all for free on Facebook at facebook.com/TheKimPaganoShow. And now, once again, here's Kim.
I was so high, I did not recognize the fire burning in her eyes, the chaos that controlled my mind.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you are here with us. I want to remind you to become a fan, like our Facebook page, Kim Pagano Show. Every morning I'm posting who's on our show, what you can win, and you'll be able to know more about our show. So I love you. My goal is by the end of the month, actually, did I say this month or next month, to have 500. So that's my goal. But share me with your friends out there. If you like what you hear, share it. So I welcome Chef Jeff Anderson. Jeff, are you there?
Good morning, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
Great.
I'm really excited. So the cook-off is actually going to be in California. Whereabouts?
Well, you know what? We're having a series of cook-offs, actually, for a dream job opportunity to work in the Safeway Culinary Kitchens located in Pleasanton, which is up in Northern California.
Okay.
And we're going to have three regional cook-offs, San Francisco, Seattle, and Chicago, with the final cook-off taking place at the Culinary Kitchens. It's going to be judged by Executive Chef Alex Gornicelli of the Food Network, as well as the team of chefs at the Safeway Culinary Kitchens. And the best thing of all is the winning recipe is going to be included in a line of open nature, 100% all-natural skillet meals that we're going to sell across our stores nationwide. And, you know, I'm thinking that, you know, Ventura with the flavors of citrus and being close to the ocean might really bring some unique flavors to the competition. So
strawberries.
There you go. In fact, today I'm going to the Strawberry Festival luncheon today for they always have an unveiling of their poster. And so, yeah, we've got amazing strawberries out here.
Well, I think you need to be represented in our competition.
I agree.
We were just sitting here going, how can I put this on our plate here?
We both love to cook.
Yeah. Oh. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
I've got a fairly lengthy background in the food service industry. I've been cooking since I was 12 years old, and grew up in a food family, and food was really the center of all things social. And I've had a unique experience having gone to the Culinary Institute of America in Hyde Park, New York, and feel really fortunate to have worked for some great chefs along the way before I ended up at Safeway, working within a team of really, really talented individuals.
What is Safeway Culinary Kitchen? Is it a school or is it a test kitchen? What is it?
It's a I like to think of it as a think tank of chefs that are focused on bringing really great quality food innovations to our consumers. And, you know, I love my job there. And if you can imagine walking into a pantry full of ingredients that's as large as a grocery store, you know, it really gives you an idea of what you get to work with on a daily basis.
How fun.
Yeah. So, okay, we always love great recipes. So let's start off with, do you have any great recipes?
one of the trends right now that we're noticing is that people like to travel through taste, and they like to experience different cultures and cuisine through ethnic flavors,
mm-hmm.
and they want those flavors on their own table. So, one of my favorite things is a chilled peanut noodle salad with grilled chicken and fresh herbs and crunchy vegetables, and I like to make the dressing with equal parts open nature peanut butter and then Asian sesame dressing. And you whisk that smooth, and then you dress the fresh cooked linguine with that, and then add the different garnishes to it. And just thinking about it makes me think I'm probably going to want to go home and have that later.
Yeah.
Now, did you whisk that smooth? Do you heat it so the peanut butter melts a little?
No, you just need to put it in a bowl and whisk it until the dressing's incorporated into it. And if you like to play with your food, it's one of those recipes where you need to use your hands to coat all the ingredients with the dressing and make it evenly distributed. But a chilled peanut noodle salad is one of my absolute favorite things to have.
Wow. I might
That's kind of Thai-ish. Or...
I know. Yeah.
Yum.
But I love that little spicy,
So 100% natural is like a huge thing right now. How does that work when, you know, you're on a budget and you're trying to feed family?
Yeah, like us. I've got four kids. March has got three.
And I have one other living with me.
Yeah, and I might actually now, too. So we collect kids, I'm telling you.
You know, it's like that in my house, too. So, you know, it's about being selective in the products that you buy. It's about making, you know, good choices in purchasing. One of the things about our line of Open Nature products is that they're affordable. They're healthier. They're good for you. They're interesting and innovative. Like I said, with our competition, whoever comes into our competition and wins it is really going to help us introduce even more exciting flavors to that lineup.
Well, I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Marcia Hively, and I'm your host, Kim. And our phone number here is 805-639-0008. We got Matt on our board. We're talking to Chef Jeff Anderson, and you are the executive chef of Safeway Culinary Kitchens. Now,
if somebody was interested in this, how would they go about it?
Yeah, and who should I enter this competition? Like, what would be their skills? I mean, is this for a homemaker, or tell us a little more about that.
You know, most importantly, whoever it is has got to do it pretty quickly, because we need them entered into our competition before March 7th. And if you go to the Safeway Facebook page, you can find the rules and regulations as well as a link for submitting a recipe there. The Facebook page has got a great video. If you're not sure if it's made quite right for you, you can take a look at the video, and it shows you what takes place in our culinary kitchens on a daily basis. But, you know, we're looking for a creatively minded individual for this position. They've got to have a well-rounded background in food, need to be knowledgeable in food service, restaurants, retail, and different food trends. They need to be able to write a great recipe, with a home chef in mind. And most importantly, we're looking for someone who has an innovative spirit and is passionate about food. And like I said, you know, I think Ventura, being close to L.A., you know, there's so many talented cooks down there. It would be great to have, you know, the taste of that Southland area.
So is this like a restaurant owner, or are you looking for a homemaker?
I'm thinking it's someone who's got, you know, 4 years experience within the industry. So it's probably someone who's gone to culinary school and has worked their way around. Certainly it could be a restaurant owner. It could be someone who's got a background in grocery. It's really, you know, up to them if they feel like they're able to meet the needs of this competition.
Right. But, Jeff, how many people are going to be, you know, doing this? How many people are you going to have?
Well, for the
can
final
enter this, I guess.
For the final cook-off, we're going to have three individuals that come to the culinary kitchens of Safeway and will take place in that final judging.
And is this televised, or is this just something that's done within the group?
We will be filming it, and our goal is to have that posted on the Facebook page so people can watch what has happened.
Mm.
So for our home listeners, what kind of tips can you give somebody to make their dinner or their
great
meals
idea.
Better?
Great question.
You know, I really think it's important, you know, that people focus on the quality of ingredients that they buy first and foremost. You know, I like to call that ingredient-centric cooking. But, you know, knowing what's special about the product that you're cooking with, knowing, you know, what is unique in its taste and how best to feature that, I think it's really important to look around at what, you know, restaurants are doing, look at what the chefs on the Food Network are doing or in TV cooking shows. It's not that difficult to bring restaurant-quality meals into your own kitchen, I think it really takes having an open mind to be able to do that.
You know what? I love to go into a restaurant and then kind of do like a taste test and then try to figure out what the ingredients in is and then kind of make it at home. That's one of my favorite things to do. Like if I, you know, I love lemon. So if I've tasted a lemon chicken, I'll go home and go, okay, so how do you think they did it? And a lot of times these things are on the internet. So you can get pretty close, and then you just got to do that last taste test, you know.
Yeah.
Well, your mention of lemon makes me think that, you know, you could do some sort of, you know, Greek lemon chicken skillet meal and really, you know, bring that flavor of lemon to life in a dish. That's unique.
And you were talking about ingredients. I always say your ingredients don't get any better by cooking them. So if you don't start out with good ingredients, you won't end up with good ingredients.
Oh, that's a great point.
That, you know, in cooking, keep it simple is really, you know, a key goal. You want people to experience the best quality of an ingredient in its most natural state. So I agree with that 100%.
Right, exactly. So, all right, and so what is on Facebook is where everybody is going to find this. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am. You need to go to the Safeway Facebook page for rules and regulations on how to enter the contest.
So it's just Safeway.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, great. Could you do me a favor? Could you go on to my Facebook and, one, like us? But will you put that one recipe that you just... No, I got to, like, try that, that one recipe that you gave us?
Yes, ma'am. We can follow up with you on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
That would be really great. All right. Well, thank you for this great opportunity, and I hope that if one of my listeners out there gets involved in this, I want to hear about it. I want to follow you.
Yeah.
I think it would be really fun. If I had more time, I think I'd be all over that. So
we'd love to have you. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks so much, Jeff. All right. For anybody who is just tuning in right now, we were just talking to Chef Jeff Anderson, and there's definitely a contest going on for the next Safeway search, and it's for the next chef. So that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, although he did say he wants somebody with experience.
Yeah, very, very experienced, you know. So I think we're experienced, but we just have fun at it, you know?
Well, it's the difference between being able to do something in a productive manner. I mean, when I don't mean productive as in doing it well. I mean productive as the thing you learn in any business is how to produce something quickly.
This is so true.
So it's not the same thing. I mean, I've catered before.
Right.
And I always say, and I'm a florist, but I always say there's nothing harder than being a caterer. Because
and getting it all out at the same time, that kind of thing.
And quantity.
Right.
You know, you have to be able to get quantity out well, hot, and
you know. All those things. It's like, anyways. All right. Well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to take a really quick break. And when we come back, we're going to follow through our interviews today. I'm so glad that you're here. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show.
Did you hear John down the street passed away? He was so young.
Oh, man, wasn't he a single father?
Yes. I have no idea what they're going to do. What would we do if that happened?
Ooh, who would take care of our kids?
Oh, we really need to get a plan in place, but where do we even start?
I am attorney David R. Schneider, and this kind of problem plays out every day for families of Ventura County who do not plan accordingly. Making a plan to help your family in the event of a tragedy is very important. Let me help you by answering all your questions and show you ideas on how to plan not for future events, but to protect your family from waste and bad investments through the use of a comprehensive estate plan using a revocable living trust. Call me at the law offices of David R. Schneider, 374-8777. Listeners of the Kim Pagano Show receive a free one-hour, no-obligation consultation, a $275 value. Give us a call at 374-8777 and say you heard about us from the Kim Pagano Show. Let us help. Call 374-8777. That's 374-8777.
We can't change where our economy is today, but we can make sense of our future. Retirement will be around the corner, whether you're planning for it or not. And let's face it, most people have not. Let Hannah and David help you strategize and get focused on your future. They'll show you ways to help you reduce debt, start saving money, earn higher rates of returns, help you save toward the cost of college, and protect your family and real estate using the suitable forms of life insurance. Call Hannah and David for a no-obligation consultation. Hannah and David have been helping families and business owners in Southern California since 1999 with a great proven track record. Call them in their new Westlake office. You can reach Hannah and David at 818-402-9396. Give them a call. Today can be the first day of the rest of your life.
Hi, I'm Andrea with Hometown Insurance Services. Allied Insurance is a member of Nationwide Insurance Family. Allied will discount your premiums up to 23% if we insure both your home and auto together. Allied also offers many occupational discounts. Please call Hometown Insurance today for a free, no pressure, no obligation quote. Call us at 850-0380 or stop by our office at 4517 Market Street, Suite 1B in Ventura.
You're listening to the Kim Pagano Show on AM 1400 KKZZ. Remember to visit the show's official website at www.thekimpaganoshow.com. You can podcast prior programs as well as check out articles and other tidbits from previous interviewees. It's all at the official website of The Kim Pagano Show, www.thekimpaganoshow.com. And now, once again, here's Kim.
Really positive right
I
there.
Know,
oh,
I have that thing. I'm like,
I know. It's like, Anyways, well, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day. It's a positive talk radio show. Our phone number here is 805-639-0008. And we have a Rob Blaze from Coffee News. And it is our Trivia Tuesday. So if everybody is ready out there, this is a really great question. And it's something actually I didn't know. And
I didn't either.
Yeah, so I love it. I feel like I'm learning every day. So, Rob, are you there?
Yeah. Good morning, Kim. How are you all doing?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, great, great. It's cold, but beautiful day.
I know. It's a little chilly. It was like 37 when I got in my car. A little frost on. You know, I don't even know if this is what you do because I've always lived in Southern California. But I have frost, and then I put water on my window, you know. Like, I wonder if that's supposed to make it crack. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I don't know, but it was pretty cold today, and sometimes when it's this cold, you know, we rarely get some ice on our windshield, but there must be low humidity out there, because I didn't have any ice, I didn't have to whip out the ice.
Yeah, I did, so. Anyways, it's funny, I love the Spring Spectacular event at Moore Park College Zoo that you're giving away today. My son, I used to take my kids there all the time. And they have an amazing zoo out there for our college right here, our local college. So, I think
it is. Yeah, it's right in their backyard. And every year they do the Spring Spectacular event, and it's really a cool thing. You can go on a VIP tour where they take you and show you the different feeding and take you to some zones that are usually not even open to the public. And they have all sorts of events. It's just a fun day for the family out there, learning about animals and seeing some really cool things.
Yeah, and what's really great, it's all the students that head it up. I mean, mm-hmm. it's really fun to see what they're doing and them and their passion. So that would be great. So we're giving away, four tickets to the Spring Spectacular event at Moore Park College Zoo, $40 value, and you have 3 weeks to use them. That's March 24th to the April 8th, right?
That's right.
Right. So it's three consecutive weekends. Perfect. Yep. All right. I'm going to have to head out there. Now that I got to just see if my kids are still into that kind of stuff. But it's fun. Actually, one goes there. One graduated from there. So anyways, so what is our trivia? Well, you always give us a little bit of trivia, too. What's some good trivia that we're going to find?
So in the next week's coffee news coming up, there's actually a high school in Massachusetts. There may be others in the country, but nowadays, they actually have to use technology and have automated wake-up calls that come in and ring your phone from the principal. So,
God, my kids need this.
Yeah, stop truancy and get people to school on time. You get a call at 6:15 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Their principal, time to get up.
That's so funny.
That is really funny.
And then there's a story of a nursing pin that was lost in 1949. That was found and successfully returned to its owner.
No way, from 1949.
What kind of pin?
A nursing pin.
Oh, a nursing pin.
She was a nurse, and they lost a pin. I guess these nurses collect pins sometimes, and they lost one. It was kind of special, and it came back to her.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, and then there's the story of an Aston Martin, which, you know, is a very nice car used in several James Bond films, recently sold for $4.6 million.
Okay, why would you buy a car for $4.6 million? That's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, how much can you sell it for?
I mean, it's probably for a museum of some sort, but I mean, come on.
We actually have a friend that buys all those cars, you know, and he does have a museum.
I hope he gives money to charity, because that kind of person, I just, you know, whatever.
Yep.
All right.
So, yeah, and there's a lot of more good stuff today and every week in Coffee News.
And where do we find your newspapers?
And you'll find it in restaurants and waiting places around town in Ventura, in Moore Park, and Camarillo. And, you know, if you don't see it where you're out, you know, ask for it. And, you know, it's free. We distribute it to restaurants all over the place, and it's a good thing to pass the time, and, you know, always positive, always, you know, fun stuff to look at.
There you go. All right. And that is Coffee News. So what is our trivia question for today?
What's our phone number?
And our phone number here is 805-639-0008.
Yep. So today the trivia question is, what is astrophobia? Astrophobia.
And you better get Googling, because I know a lot of those, and
phobia.
I don't.
Phobia. Yeah, phobia is a fear.
Well, obviously. So
right.
And maybe another hand, a lot of dogs are afraid of something that goes along with this.
Okay. All right. Well, whoever knows that, again, the question is, what is astrophobia?
That's
and,
right.
You know, it happens.
We should all be a little fearful of this.
A little bit, yeah. It makes me kind of tremor a little bit. So, anyways.
Another hint is that there was maybe a month or a couple months ago about what is the cause of many fires in North America.
There you go. All right. You're giving it away. You're giving it away. All right. Well, I think we have a couple callers. Our lines are lighting up right now. So, all right. Thank you so much, Rob, and can't wait till next week.
Yeah. All right. You have a great day, a great morning, and thank you all.
You got it. All right. Well, Matt, do we have our next guest? Okay. So we have our next guest, and we're talking about box tops. And let's see here. We have Sarah. Hey, Sarah, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Thank you so much for being patient. We had to get our Trivia Tuesday out of the way.
That's fine. I did have to laugh, though, about the conversation about the frost on your windshield, considering I'm calling you from Minneapolis.
Oh, okay. So do you have that answer for me?
I don't. I would be the last one to take recommendations on your car.
Okay, there you go. All right. So you guys do a lot of box top programs, then, where you live.
We do. So I work on a program called Box Tops for Education, which actually started in Southern California back in 1996.
Okay. Yeah, my school always did this, but I always gave box tops, and I never knew what came from
it.
Well, you know, that's what we hear from a lot of folks, that they, you know, they collect or they send them in, and then they don't know what happens to the money or what happens to them. And, you know, that's why we're talking to you today. I mean, there's such a need in all schools right now for those extras. You know, parents are being asked and teachers are being asked to do so much more. And these little coupons are 10 cents, or worth 10 cents each.
I do know that our school, our elementary school, bought stuff for the PE program with it.
Perfect.
Yeah, and I do remember that. I was PTA president. I wasn't completely clueless. But, you know, what I think you need to do is tell the parents what happened to it. You know, what happened to the money they've been saving?
Oh, definitely. So they can see what they're doing, where the improvements are.
Right, and we all like to know what sort of goal we're working towards. And, you know, parents need to be motivated just like the kids need to be motivated.
Right. And now how many box tops does it take to get anything, or what do you get?
You get a check. That's
it's 10 cents
each. Of the coupons that are sent in.
So it's 10 cents every box top. Oh.
10 cents for every box tops. And we've got, you know, more than 3,000 schools in L.A. that participate. There are some schools in L.A. that that use their earnings for field trips to Catalina Island, to, you know, external or exterior murals for schools, you know, money for school buses to take field trips to Long Beach Aquarium, and some just to supplement teachers' salaries.
Wow.
Or give those teachers some, you know, additional spending back that, you know, they've used out of their own pockets to buy supplies for their classroom.
Wow.
I do remember that one of the, and this is a hint, one of the things that the lady was very zealot about, I mean, she was really great at collecting box tops. She went to the local, we have this thing called, it's a retirement area. What's that?
Leisure Village.
Leisure Village. And she distributed a
flyer
to all the older people, and they got collecting box tops. And then she had a box in the office, and they could just drop them off there. And, you know, we got a lot of box tops.
But
from
even though I know that you do it for the schools, but the older people could do it and have it for their organizations. There's so many.
I think it's directed only for school.
Is it only for schools?
It is. It's for, you know, schools, K-8 schools.
Oh, okay.
But we do know, you know, retirement communities would love to know that they're helping kids.
Exactly.
Absolutely, so, yeah.
And, you know, we love hearing stories like that because, you know, schools in L.A. aren't going to earn thousands and thousands of dollars if they don't reach out to the community. And last year alone, L.A. area schools earned more than $1.6 million.
Wow.
That's a lot of 10-cent coupons.
Wow.
Unbelievable. You know, it's just all those little things that you don't think are really working, but yet, you know.
Well, and when people feel like, and I remember when I was the PTA president, you know, the one thing that we heard all the time from parents is, I feel like I'm getting nickel and dime to death. And so this is something that's free to you.
You buy
the products anyway.
You're buying
box
cereal
tops are
or
on
any
there.
Of those things. Yeah, cut
it
them
does
off.
Take 5 seconds to do it, but and you have to be a little conscious. But at least, it, you know, you don't feel like you're putting out more money. It's just money you're already spending.
Right. It's just another form of recycling.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
Really, you know. And again,
exactly.
You know, my philosophy is many hands make little work. If we all do our little part, it'll make a difference.
Although I have to laugh because I remember at one point the kids got credit in their class, like extra credit, if they brought in box tops. So I went into my pantry one day and everything was cut off of all my stuff.
Oh my God.
Before we even used it. It was very funny.
That's funny. But that is another
thing. It's just on the exterior.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. We have an event coming up on Saturday, April 21st up in Pasadena, and it's called Box Tops University. So any of the coordinators in your area or folks that want to raise their hand and volunteer as a coordinator, we welcome to come to our event and hear how schools in Southern California are earning money through Box Tops for Education.
And how do they find out about that?
They can find out more at btfe.com/BTU, btfe.com/BTU. That's a registration page for that particular event. But our website, btfe.com, and our very active Facebook community always has lots of information and inspiring ideas, similar to what you were just mentioning with Leisure Village or cutting things off for extra credit, stuff like that. But I you know, I enjoyed reading your website about adding value every day. You know, Box Tops is a really easy way to add value to your kids' education.
I agree with you. Sarah, you know what? Become like our page and then put that on my Facebook so I can share that with my listeners.
And every day it seems like on the news we're hearing about budget cuts for education. And, you know, this is such a simple way to add money to your school to help supplement what's being cut out.
Right. Don't throw it away. Just cut it out and bring it in. And drop it off at a school if you don't have school children right now. So I really recommend that. So thank you so much for talking about that.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You got it. All right. I look forward to hearing more about that.
Okay,
all right.
Have a great afternoon or morning.
You got it. All right. Have a great day. You know, there's so many different things that you can do for recycling. And, you know, some people just don't take that time. We're so busy 24/7 that, you know.
Well, you know why I think people don't take the time? They think, what does it matter?
Right.
And
what's it going to really do for
us? It really does matter. I mean, it matters for not only our community, and any kind of recycling helps with the environment, but, you know, just to feel like you're a participant. And frankly, when I remember the kids whose parents participate in some way. And since a lot of parents work and can't be in the classroom, the little things matter to your kids.
No question. No
so
question. And you know, it's interesting. It really is. You know, as our kids are gotten older now, you know, you can tell what we've done to kind of you know, form them and who they are going to be.
That's right.
And it's interesting because, you know, the other day I was walking around the block and somebody had dropped a bag. You know, it was all crushed cans. But I kind of walked by and I thought, you know what, I'm going to go pick that up. It's my block. It's my street. It's trash, you know, and it was recyclable stuff. So, but if you don't make that extra step to go do something, who is?
Did they put it? What?
They dropped it. I'm sure they just dropped it out by accident or maybe blew out of their truck or, you know. Mm. But it's about just taking that extra step.
You know what? It was interesting one day, and I hate to say this because we are super, we recycle everything and we're really trash conscious. But my kids, they were like 11, 12 years old, said to my husband as he's driving, "Can I throw my gum out the window?" And my husband said, "What are you thinking? Have you ever seen me throw gum out a window? No, you can't throw it out the window. That's trash. It's just like any other trash. You don't throw trash out the window." And, you know, sometimes it just, you have to be an example, but then follow up on it, too. Because,
right.
You know, it takes every little bit of us.
It does. I mean, and we are the world
right
here. And so what we show our children is what, who they're going to end up being, you know?
That's right.
It's all about that. Well, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, adding value every day in every way. We will be right back. We're going to take a really quick break from our sponsors, and I want to let you know that if you would like to be a sponsor or an advertiser on my show, I would love to hear from you. Also, we had several calls for our trivia, Tuesday trivia, and I wanted to, where's my paper here? To tell everybody the question again, because I don't know, maybe it was too hard, and it was something that I did not ever know. And Marcia,
I didn't know it.
But astrophobia, if you know what astrophobia is, oh, I guess we do have a caller, right? Give us a call here at 805-639-0008. Okay. And who am I speaking with? Oh, we have our next guest. Okay, perfect. Well, what we're going to do is open the lines up again for our trivia, because we've had several callers, but nobody got that. And that is for 4 tickets to the spring spectacular event over at Moorpark College Zoo. It's really fun. If you have, you know, children or grandchildren, or you just like animals, it's a great place to hang out. So we do actually have our next guest, and we're going to actually lead right into that since we're kind of getting here on the time. This hour always flies. I'm telling you, I think I have like, I don't know, it's like a happy hour. So, but anyways, we have Dr. Mark Hyman, and Mark, are you there?
I am. How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good morning, Mark.
Hi, good morning.
So you know, I'm looking at your book, and your book is The Blood Sugar Solution, the ultra-healthy program for losing weight, preventing disease, and feeling great now. And it's interesting because there's a lot of people that are on borderline, right?
You know, one in two Americans has this problem. It's diabetes, and it's the continuum from mild blood sugar imbalances and a little pot belly all the way to full-blown diabetes.
You know, I never heard it said that before,
diabetes.
Yeah.
You know, we think, oh, it's only a problem if you have diabetes. Not true. Even pre-diabetes can cause all the same complications of diabetes, except for probably amputations and blindness. But pretty much everything else you get, heart attacks, strokes, dementia, cancer, even nerve damage, sexual dysfunction, all happen as a result of pre-diabetes. And it affects every other American. And 90% don't know it because their doctors aren't trained to diagnose it or treat it. So we need a solution, and that's really why I created my book, The Blood Sugar Solution, and the companion website, thebloodsugarsolution.com, to really give people a step-by-step, goof-proof plan for health.
Wow. And what is blood sugar balance?
Well, you know, everybody knows when their blood sugar goes low, they feel lightheaded, dizzy, weak, and then when you have too much sugar, you can kind of get dopey and, you know, like a food coma.
Yeah.
And we know our blood sugar affects how we feel. But what's really going on is that when we eat foods that raise our blood sugar quickly, like white flour, white sugar, and by the way, two slices of whole wheat bread raises your blood sugar more than two tablespoons of table sugar.
No way. So are you saying we shouldn't eat that?
Not really. Flour products of any kind are just so
we really should be kind of follow the celiac disease, right?
Well, no. I think unfortunately for many reasons, wheat has become a problem because it's I call Franken wheat, and it has super starch in it that raises your blood sugar a lot. It creates inflammation. So all those things drive the production of insulin in the body. And insulin is the fat storage hormone. And the more insulin you produce, the more fat you store around your middle, the more food you crave, the more sugar you crave, the more hungry you are. And it's a vicious cycle. So the book is about how do you balance insulin? Because that's the secret of good health. It's the secret of feeling good now. And it's the secret of reversing most diseases that we have in our society that are driving most of our suffering and healthcare costs.
Wow. We're talking to Dr. Mark Hyman right now, and you know what, Mark, we have a winner, and I got to bring her on. So
we had a little contest.
Yeah, we have a trivia Tuesday, so if you could stay with us, because I'm really interested, and there's so many, this is really valuable information. His book is The Blood Sugar Solution. So, all right, is it Katie?
Yes, it is.
Hi.
Thank you for interrupting this wonderful discussion because it's really informative. I was really listening.
Oh, well, thank you. Stay listening. And what is our answer? The question was, what is astrophobia?
It's an abnormal fear of thunder and lightning.
Yeah. That's right. Very good. Very good. And are you a first-time listener?
No, I've been listening on and off, though.
Ah, okay, great. And where do you live?
I live in Camarillo.
Very good, very good. Well, I thank you for listening. And what do you like about our show when you go on and off?
Oh, I like that the topics that you have are really down to earth, and I gain information that I can use, you know.
That's what it's all about. Well, perfect. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much, and congratulations.
Welcome.
And
thank
I will
you.
I will give you a call, and we'll get those tickets to you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Dr. Mark Hyman, we're talking to him. His book is The Blood Sugar Solution. And so, you know, we all want to lose weight, most of us, okay, but at the same time, it's really unhealthy, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's not, people think, oh, I'm just a little overweight. You know, it's incredible to me that the research has shown, this is really an extraordinary statistic, that most people don't even think they're overweight or obese. And then when their doctor tells them they're obese, they go, really? It's like we've come to accept the fact that you're fine if you're overweight. In fact, my son's girlfriend said to me, she's actually a normal weight. She's nowhere near skinny. I mean, she's very attractive, but she's in a normal, healthy weight. And all of our friends say, oh, you must be anorexic, you're so skinny, because it's not normal to be a normal weight these days. So people think it's fine. It's not fine. And it's a disease. And if you don't solve this problem, it's not only going to make you feel poorly and lead to depression and pimples and sexual dysfunction, but it's going to lead to much more serious complications down the road.
Wow. You know, I'm looking at your chapter 19 in your book, and it says, eat your medicine, nutrition basics.
That's right.
I mean, yeah. Really, our food, if people, it's really simple. If we eat, like, we put really good gasoline in our car, and even though it's $5, you know, it's getting up there right now, why are we not buying food that's perfect for our body?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing to me, Kim, that people don't realize that the food they put in their body is affecting how they feel. They think, oh, maybe it's making me gain a little weight, but it really, that's really it. But most people don't connect their diet with how they feel. And when people create a change, they go, oh, my God, I was feeling tired. I couldn't lose weight. I had digestive problems. I had migraine headaches. I was achy and sore. I had congestion. All these things go away when you follow the principles in the book. Because food is the most powerful drug on the planet. It's more powerful than any medicine you'll ever find in a pill bottle.
It does change my mood a lot.
Absolutely. You know, we have the power to use food as a drug. In fact, the science of nutrigenomics, which is how food talks to your genes, tells us that food can be used to upgrade your biological software and create health and abundant health, in fact. And there's no more powerful drug on the planet. So if you use real food, fresh food, whole food, it's really works to transform all your genes to create good health.
So I see that Bill Clinton read this and got a lot of information out of it. And I know he's a vegetarian now. How much does meat have to do with it?
Oh, great question.
Well, you know, we eat way more meat than we should. You look at most cultures, meat is a treat. It's a condiment. It's not a main course. We supersize our meat portions in this country. We should be having what I call the perfect plate, which is one half of our plate should be non-starchy vegetables like broccoli, asparagus, salad fixings, things like that. One quarter lean animal protein. So, and ideally grass-fed. You know, if you take a grass-fed beef, it's got 500% less saturated fat than a feedlot beef.
Wow.
Wild is even better, although it's hard to get wild. Lean fish, you know, and small fish and eggs, all are great proteins. Chicken, those things can be really helpful in balancing your blood sugar. And then combining that with some whole grains like brown rice or black rice, which is my favorite, the emperor's rice, and maybe some sweet potatoes, those things will help balance your blood sugar. So you don't have to worry about so much, you know, whether you should be completely vegan or not. I mean, there are a lot of choices out there to be healthy. But for most people, I think small amounts of animal protein can be fine, and I talk about it in the book, and can be part of a healthy diet and actually help reverse diabetes. If you don't have enough protein, you're going to lay down fat and instead of muscle. So you've got to have adequate protein.
You know, so how about milk and milk products?
Well, you know, milk is a problem because we're the only species that has milk after weaning, and it causes a lot of health issues. It causes type 1 diabetes. It increases insulin production in the body. It's a hormonal product that can cause cancer. It also creates acne. It creates a lot of digestive problems for people.
So you think we should not drink milk?
I think most people don't do well with milk.
You know, it's funny because my dad's a biochemist, and he always said that we're not meant to drink milk after we were weaned.
No, it's not nature's perfect food. It's nature's perfect food if you're a calf.
That's really interesting. If anybody's just joining us right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're talking to Dr. Mark Hyman, and his book is The Blood Sugar Solution. If you have a question right now, I'm going to open up my lines at 805-639-0008. Mark, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I'm a family physician by training. I worked in a small town in Idaho, then worked in the emergency room and realized that, gee, everybody was in here because it's probably something they did to get them there in terms of, except for car accidents, you know, they basically had been living a lifestyle that was driving disease. So I started to work at Canyon Ranch as a health medical director, and we were able to create programs that I saw people transform their life using lifestyle and food, and I realized that's where we need to go. And then I have my own practice in Lenox, Massachusetts at the Ultra Wellness Center, and I've been also training physicians around the country with the Institute for Functional Medicine in how to actually apply this model. And I've tried to make this accessible for people through my books and through my new book, The Blood Sugar Solution, and through the tools and resources on my website and bloodsugarsolution.com to really give people a roadmap to wellness and learn how to take advantage of the future of medicine now, which is how to treat your whole body as a whole system rather than as a bunch of disconnected parts. When you go to the specialist after specialist, they give you drug after drug. Nobody's talking to each other. Nobody's connecting the dots.
Right.
I connect the dots for people. I help them get healthy and understand how to use their lifestyle is a lever for creating abundant good health and losing significant amounts of weight without a lot of effort.
Mark, we have time. We have a caller on the line, and I just want to get their question in. Hello, who am I speaking with?
This is Pamela.
Hi, Pamela. You have a question?
I do.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask the doctor what he thought about a vegan diet based on pea protein and using maca and some of the different things that are out there that are probably not too well known.
Yeah, I do weird things. My diet sometimes I'll use hemp protein, chia seed protein, and I think you can be a healthy vegan, but it's a lot of work, and you have to be super smart about it. And I've seen a lot of very sick vegans in my practice because they become nutritionally deficient. I think it's
you know what?
Pam, I think it might
be your
phone.
You need to hang up and just listen because
we'll answer that question. Thank you so much, Pam, for calling. You know, another thing you have in your book, we need more time with you because we're like at the last and I really want to, I'd love to.
We can do this again. I'll be back.
Especially when the teaser you just said was losing a lot of weight with hardly any effort.
There you go. But not only that is regulate your hormones, right?
Yeah.
I think that's a really interesting right there because, I mean, that's something we don't know how to do that.
Well, we do. See, the science of functional medicine, which is what I do, is about how to regulate all of your body's systems. Your body's an ecosystem. You know, it's like when you learn how to turn the dials in your biology to get everything to be in tune, everything works. Your digestion works. Your hormones work. Your mood works. Your immune system works properly. And things just work.
Wow.
So if you put the right ingredients in and you take the wrong ingredients out, everything works. It's basically simple. Take the bad stuff out, put the good stuff in. You know, your body's designed to know what to do, and it does it. It's pretty remarkable.
So really simply, we've talked about half of your food should at least be grown products.
Correct. Anything you can pick.
Picked products. And then a quarter of it could be lean protein, but you need to get good quality protein, which if you're buying less protein, you can buy better protein.
Right. And all these commercials that say you have to drink milk, really that's a fallacy.
Yeah, well,
For kids,
you know,
it's important.
Yeah.
There's all these labels on these cereal boxes say, oh, healthy whole grains. Well, you know what? It's got five different kinds of sugar in it.
Five tablespoons per.
Wow. Mark, you know what? Really quick, just so everybody can get a copy of your book, where do we find your book?
You can find it at bookstores, online, Amazon. You can go to my website, bloodsugarsolution.com.
Okay. Can you stay on the line so I can get your information? Because I want to rebook you on.
Absolutely.
This was really interesting, and I know our phones are lighting up, and we're at the end of our show.
Okay, no problem.
All right, you got it. We're talking to Dr. Mark Hyman, his book, The Blood Sugar Solution. You have been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. I am so glad that you are here with us. Every morning from 8 to 9 on AM 1400 KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio Show. And, of course, you can listen live on my website. Stream us at kimpaganoshow.com. Of course, I want to say thank you so much for being here, Marcia, Matt on the board,
thank you. My
listeners, all my winners, and all my callers. Of course, I end all of my shows with a mommy moment, and today's is listen and learn. It's just that simple. So with that, I'm Kim. And you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show. Have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hot and dangerous. If you're one of us, then roll with us. Because we make the hipsters fall in love when we got our hot pants on and up. And yes, of course we does. We run in this town just like a club. And no, you don't want to mess with us. Got Jesus on my necklace.
Got that